B-Pod Studios.
Giveaway.
Yes, it's time for the Big Green Giveaway. We may give away $1,000 to you if you enter this keyword within 15 minutes and you are chosen at random. The keyword today is spend. S-P-E-N-D. Enter the keyword spend on the Fanatic app or 97.5thefanatic.com. Got to do it by 4:15. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You'll win $1,000. Everyone that enters will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize that we will give out at the end of this contest in February. Complete contest rules are available on 97.5thefanatic.com. Brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, the Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer. Once again, enter the keyword spend on the Fanatic app or 97.5thefanatic.com by 4:15 p.m. And it is the 4 o'clock hour, the Mike Mussinelli Show on radio and television. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. All right, so the theme that I talked about a little earlier in the show, and I'll repeat it now in case you're just joining in. I happen to be, I was doing a little treadmill action this morning, Tyrone. Working it hard.
Nice.
Incline 5.0.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. Going uphill.
How far did you go?
Mile.
That's nice. Good uphill. That's really good.
Yeah. So one of the trainers there, Kevin, good guy, and he says to me, what do you think on Sunday? And I go, well, I got a shot. I can't call it either way at this point. He goes, I was thinking about it. If they lose the game, I'm not really going to be devastated. And I went, huh? And he goes, because what they've done to get to this spot like was unexpected to me. So it's like, how could I hold it against them if they lose? And at first I said, when I started to think about it, I go, he's kind of right. He's kind of right. Now, not everybody agrees, and Natalie doesn't agree. I don't think Tyrone agrees. I don't think a lot of people out there don't agree. We have a poll going out there that kind of agree with me, the majority right now. But it's like, what they did was totally unexpected to me. They're kind of playing with house money. This is a backup quarterback still who's riding magic. So if they lose, it's like, okay, finally the magic ran out, and it ran out against a team that was an 8-point favorite over them. Now, you might not think that way, and I'm glad if you don't, because we have a discussion then. You tell me if you're going to be devastated if it doesn't happen for the Eagles on Sunday. Back to the phones. Don in South Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Don.
Yeah, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Don?
See, Valentina was my favorite in the Sopranos. I like the half Cuban Italian girl.
She was definitely attractive.
She was without a doubt my favorite, right after Blanca, where AJ dated in the last season, played by De Niro Ramirez.
Yeah, I didn't like Blanca. I wasn't a fan of Blanca.
Love the Dominican women, man.
I guess you do. I like Dominican women too. I just didn't like Blanca. Something about her rubbed me the wrong way.
To each their own.
Yeah.
So I was real confident going into the Bears game. I knew the Eagles would pull off that win. The Eagles can pull off this win just because of all this magic stuff that's going on. But the reason the game scares me is that the Saints, along with the Seahawks, are just one of those teams that the Eagles are susceptible to losing to. They just don't play them well. They always find ways to lose against teams like this, and somehow they're not evenly matched with teams like this.
Well, listen, this team has a tremendous home field advantage. You can't deny it. And they're coming off a bye where they're rested. And they've got a Hall of Fame quarterback. Other than that, they stink. You know what I'm saying? This is a formidable challenge for them here.
It's kind of like the Saints are that bully. And we're that nerdy kid in school that's getting shoved in lockers. And usually the way the stories go in movies is the nerd always shows up at the end and ends up winning. That's the way I feel like this whole thing is going to work.
But they didn't. Did they give you that impression when they played them up here in a playoff game? They had them beat here.
They did, but the Saints found a way to win.
Yeah, they did because of the defense.
Like I said,
there.
It's just one of those teams. It's like when the Jets play us or when the Giants play us as of lately. We always beat teams like that. We just don't match well with these guys. But I think the Eagles could pull it out. I really do.
Well, you didn't sound that way for the first minute and 50 seconds of your call. All of a sudden, you spring that on me?
I'm just saying.
Come on, Valentina. What are you doing to me? All right.
I know we're susceptible to losing to them.
All right, Blanca.
Those teams.
We'll talk to you later. Blanca. Did you like Blanca, AJ's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Didn't do anything for me.
I can see that.
My friend texted me, and my friend Matt, and said that you missed the girl from Vegas that Tony's with.
That was Chrissy's girl. That was, yeah. No, you're right. I forgot about her. He slid in there after he killed Chrissy.
Yeah, he said after telling her about Chris dying.
He did peyote with her.
That's exactly what he said. They take the peyote together.
She was tremendous. Yes. I forgot her. She was a thumbs upper. Ike in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ike.
Tuesday, you were talking to a gentleman who said he was from Chicago. So I'm guessing he was born there. How come you didn't question his connection?
No, he was a Philadelphia guy who relocated to Chicago.
No, he never said that.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
I was listening.
Guess what? You didn't hear it, but he said.
Yeah, well, you hypocrites always do that. You know, especially Gargano with his militia.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got anything else to add to this program today, Ike?
Pigeons going down. Bye.
Okay, good. Pigeons. As creative as my left pinky. Charles in Nevada, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Charles.
Yeah, I just want to point out, the Eagles are something like about 3-1 underdogs. And like, I was in the casino business, and that means 25% of the time, the Eagles can win. Hmm. And 25% ain't nothing. It's something. So we got a chance. Big underdog got a chance.
The way they're playing, they certainly have a chance.
Oh, yeah. The other thing, nobody's pointed this out that I'm aware of, is how well the Eagles played against the Bears, at the Bears, with the crowd noise. I don't think they had one motion penalty or one clock problem.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a practice session for what's going to happen to them in New Orleans. I think they can negate that big advantage.
Well, it's a little louder in the place they're going to play this Sunday.
That's true. That's true, but it was pretty loud, I think, in Chicago. But New Orleans is one of the two.
It's contained. Places. It's contained by the indoors, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, all those hoodats
and number
coming
three,
at you.
I think we had some mistakes in the Bears game that we can eliminate because they say to themselves, geez, what the hell did I do? A couple dropped interceptions and a knucklehead penalty by Michael Bennett that gave them 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if we play a mistake-free game, as far as knucklehead moves and penalties, we can beat them.
I like it, Charles. Everything you say, I like. Now, how would you feel if it doesn't happen? That's what I'm trying to measure now.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it.
Because we won the Super Bowl last year. That was a monkey off.
And they've showed you some heart coming down the stretch here.
Yes, they have.
Okay.
And it's possible. We get by New Orleans, I think we're in good, in like Flynn.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just think about that. They get past the Saints, the most formidable challenge that they'll face, because then they will have to either beat the Rams or the Cowboys. Neither team shakes you in your boots, right? The Rams are ready. We've proven that. And the Cowboys, you're talking about the double revenge factor. So, yeah. It becomes, like, the picture becomes clearer that they could actually go to another Super Bowl if they win this game.
I'll already be making reservations at different establishments down Atlanta.
Oh, you will?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got people down there.
You have relatives down there?
No,
just people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun.
Well, we're going to have fun down there, Mike. Not going to be like Minneapolis.
I'm going this
Not
time.
Not going to be like Minneapolis. We're going to have fun at this Super Bowl.
And I'll be there.
They win on Sunday. It's all getting set up because they're going. I can't wait. By 8 o'clock, making my phone calls.
Peeps down there myself.
I know you do.
Hot
We're
going to
have some good times down there. Mm-hmm. Not going to be like last time. Not going to be wearing a heavy coat. Not going to be frozen. Be better this time.
All right. Don't tease me. Chris in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie, how's it going?
What's going on, Chris?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to say that does this oddly feel like Rocky III, where Rocky gets beat by Clubber Lang really badly and then comes back and gets the win in the end? Does that sound like the Eagles? You see that comparison?
I like that comparison.
Yeah, man. What I think, X's and O's wise, I think Darren Sproles has got to get involved. We didn't have him last game. The screen game hasn't really been looking that good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he used to play for the Saints. You know he's going to be playing hard, so we got to figure out some way to get him the ball.
Yeah, he is the key factor in this whole game. They have to run the football between the tackles, which they couldn't do last week with him, or they've got to get him in space. And Sean Payton knows it. I mean, he's been talking about Darren Sproles all week.
Yeah.
So what was the deal? Clubber Lang lost that second fight because he didn't prepare, right?
Yeah.
He didn't prepare. He was like, come on here, Ms. Balboa, I'll show you a real man. He was all tied up with that stuff and not with the road work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, Tris. How'd Clubber lose that second fight? He was so superior.
He didn't tell you, overconfident.
Overconfident?
Yeah, and in the heavyweight division, it takes one punch.
You know what's great about the Clubber Lang fights? It's like, no human being would be able to take the shots that Rocky took from Clubber Lang.
No way.
He's standing up. And he's still bobbing and weaving. Whap, whap, whap. His head's going back. He's like still bobbing and weaving coming up. Come on.
No.
So that's the thing about that got me about Rocky. Like, you know, you can't just take flush shots. I know it's a movie. I get it. But I'm going, no. Oh, yeah. He survived that shot?
Yeah.
Because I'm watching the movie.
All of them have. In the first one, how many times does he go down and get up and the ref not count? It's mandatory if you go down that the ref has to give a count. Brocky just pops back up and they just let him keep fighting.
And Creed singed him with these laser jabs. Bam! Bam!
And Rocky goes down, pops back up. They go, look at his heart. What's the referee doing? It's a mandatory 8 count on that. What are you doing? Yes, they all have that stuff.
Oh, that's good, Dave and Audubon. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
What's up, Mikey, man?
What's going on, Dave?
At least with the first Rocky, they had somewhat of a storyboard. That Clubber Lang, it looked like he was throwing fastballs at his face.
He was crushing him with anvils. And like, it didn't hurt Rocky at all.
Come on. All right. I wanted to touch on your Sopranos list. You had three different sections, if I'm not
mistaken. I did. I had top five characters, top five evil people, and top five idiots.
Would you mind running by your top five characters?
My top five characters were Tony, Uncle June, Johnny Sack, Paulie, and an upset, Hesh.
No Sill?
Nah, I have Sill in the top guy in five.
See, I got Violation blinking in neon in my eyes.
Sill was a good character. He wasn't enough for me to put him in the top five.
More than Hesh?
Well, Hesh had some clever quips. Sill never said anything that was clever.
Well, he just went there to growl a lot. Yeah, no, he had some lines. Come on.
Oh, what are you talking to? Instead of Paulie.
All right, second of all, I wanted to comment on some of the things that Paul said.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I do like the double tight end. I think that does create up a match nightmare. But the other thing I wanted to get at is he said something about doing the same thing. And I know Schwartz doesn't like to blitz, and I've been critical on that since the beginning, since he's gotten here.
Mm-hmm.
But Trubinsky's not Drew Brees. But here's the problem: Trubinsky can take 2-3 step drops. Brees, he'll drop 5-6 steps back. Like he drops back farther.
Yeah,
and I'm
he does,
thinking,
but he still gets rid of the ball very quickly.
Well, that's the thing. I'm thinking, is it? I just don't want to let him sit there and pick us apart. But is it advantageous for us to send more then? Because if we don't get home, he drops back a lot farther than Trubinsky.
I think the worst thing you can do is blitz him. He's too savvy for that. He's too smart. And people have tried to blitz him his whole career. He's killed them. Like, he knows exactly where the blitz is coming from. He knows exactly where the hot receiver is. He will singe you. I think you got to play it straight up, Dave. And I think that's the way Schwartz is going to do it. Chris and Marlton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mike, how you doing? Great show today.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I was watching the Today Show this morning, and they had a commemorative with the original Sopranos cast.
I heard they had the characters on.
And they interviewed with Dominic Chianese. He was like 87 years old, and they were asking him his most favorite scene with Jim Gandolfini. And it was that the "Don't You Love Me" moment where Tony was doing it, the "Don't You Love Me," and you know, Dominic, he teared up reminiscent about it. It was
really?
Pretty moving. I gotta put Uncle June on top there.
Yeah, Uncle June's definitely, he's a classic character. I mean, they milked Uncle June. He had such great lines in the writing for Uncle June was fantastic.
Oh, totally. Absolutely agree. And you know, about the question that you're putting out there with the theme about your trainer, you know, it gets me thinking about, you know, if we are okay with losing because we weren't supposed to make it this far. It's weird. I think obviously one of your callers, like two people that go said it. We won the Super Bowl, and it's kind of subdued us a little bit. And part of me is worried about how this changes the DNA of the Philadelphia fan. Has it taken off our edge a little bit? Have we lost something? And I don't even know. Cause I feel like
I think we have, Chris. I think we have, but I think it's temporary.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, because this season put us into that kind of a mode. We forgot about the Super Bowl at one point. We demanded. Then we saw, you know what? We're realistic. They're not good enough, right? Yeah. We knew it. And all of a sudden, they make this rally at the end. So it's almost like they're playing with house money in our minds.
I get that. I totally agree. And it's like the team is supposed to not remember last season. They got to look at this season as a standalone thing. Sure, but as fans, I guess we kind of get away with that. We can be consoled or comforted by last season, and it kind of softens the blow if it doesn't work out this time.
No, you got it. It's a good call. Duke in Delaware, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Duke.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Duke?
How you doing, brother?
Good, man.
Oh, wonderful. Listen, I want to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
We can beat the Saints, and I'll tell you why. We beat Brady, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And all they got to do is don't make any mistakes. They can beat them.
Neutral field that Brady, the victory was, though.
That's right. You know? And that goes to show you that the bookies are all going to bet the Eagles with, what, 10 points?
8.
Oh, 8 points?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I take the 8 points.
Yeah, I don't care about the 8. I'm asking you, can they win the game, Duke? They got to move on. I don't think winning with a cover doesn't do it for me.
All right. Sure they can win the game.
All right.
Hey, listen, I've been an Eagles fan for 80 years.
80?
Yeah.
How old of a man are you, Duke?
I'm 87.
God bless you.
Yeah. And now you know what? I'm an old Italian man. I just love the Eagles.
You drink the red wine? Does that keep you alive to this extent?
Yes, it does.
All right. Yeah, you get that red wine. It's good for the blood.
I drink a glass for all of you. This is a good gang you got there, let me tell you.
Thanks, Duke.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, well, you know, the red wine is actually supposed to have some kind of a beneficial medical effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really haven't, like, gotten the particulars of it.
But it's the
antioxidants.
The tannins, right?
Yeah.
That could be that too. But I know it's antioxidants. But what else? But yeah, it's supposed to be good.
I don't know what it is. I like drinking wine a little bit more these days. It's good for you, Pop.
It's good for Duke. God bless him.
It is good for Duke.
That's amazing. That makes me feel good. A man that age.
Who likes us like that. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I love how he said the Eagles, too. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big Eagles
Duke
fan.
Delaware. Yeah, I'm thinking of that scene. That was right before Don dies in the tomato field.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't enough he died. He had the heart attack in the tomatoes. The little grandson spraying it with insect propellant.
Yes.
You know? Hey, that's an ignominy or whatever. An infamia.
And he's got the orange. He had the orange in his mouth. And it scared him. So he take it out and starts chasing him.
And that was the end.
Yeah.
And then the little bugger's shooting insects.
Does he still have the heart attack if he stays in the chair? Like, what's the running?
Yeah, his time was up. Don's time was up. Okay. So he would have died in the chair.
Oh, so I like that.
The insect repellent.
It's the Resveratrol in red wine.
Resveratrol?
Yes. It helps prevent damage to the blood vessels.
There you go.
And reduces LDL.
I like
cholesterol.
Drinking wine a lot more these days. Fred, King of Prussia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fred.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
What's going on, Fred?
Hey, a couple things with the Sopranos. First of all, one of the characters could make all three lists, and that's Paulie Walnuts. He was an idiot, he was ruthless, and he was one of the main characters.
Yeah, he was ruthless, but he wasn't evil. Because he loved his mom.
Evil?
He killed his mom.
No, he didn't. Well, no, he didn't kill. He didn't kill his mom.
Yeah, he did.
No, he killed his mom's friend.
Oh, okay. And also,
yeah, he killed his mom's friend. But he loved his mom. He put her in the nursing home.
That's true.
He wasn't evil. He had a good heart.
Hey, two quick things. More ruthless than Furio? And what about the girl that was in the born-again Christian that was in the construction house?
The born-again Christian that was in the construction
house? Do you remember the secretary girl where he was doing...
the little one. Yes, the little one. I forgot that she was a brief.
Yeah,
she was a brief. I forgot her and the Vegas girl were briefs.
And more vicious than Furio.
Furio is a pretty good character. He's a solid character.
Anyway, the Eagles, this is their Super Bowl this week. There's no doubt in my mind. If they can get through New Orleans, I think they go to the Super Bowl.
I think you might. We were just talking about it. You're talking Rams-Dallas at that point is, right, to me, a smaller obstacle than this one this weekend.
Yeah, no, and I will. Monday is going to be tough if they lose. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, all right, Dave. Fred.
Fred.
Thanks, buddy.
That's all right.
All right, Fred. Michael. You got it, pal. All right. Yeah. Poor Furio fell in love with Carmella. That's no good.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
He got shot. Who shot him? Oh, Minaj. Who shot him? Who did he get shot by?
I don't remember.
Remember he got shot? It was too, like,
yeah, I gotta
two
go.
The crew got shot.
I'm going to go back and start rewatching.
Martinez is still here. He'll know.
Oh, yeah, no, he definitely knows.
Furio got shot, like, right near the private area. And then, and then he called the doctor and take the bullet out of his leg. Oh, Minaj! 610-632-0975 back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for a Twitter poll update on the half hour. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Last time we checked in on this, 43% of the people responding to this Twitter poll would not be devastated if the Eagles lost on Sunday. What do we have, Natalie?
Over 1,000 votes on this. Will you be crushed if the Eagles lose to the Saints on Sunday? 21% say yes, team of destiny. Still 43% saying no, overachieved already. And 36% said that they don't want to think about it.
All righty. There we go. We'll see if it changes by the time we get off the air here. You seem to be glum about the results of this poll.
I'm a little glum.
You're glum.
I thought people would, you know, be a little bit more. We haven't come this far to come this far.
All right. This strain out a couple things on The Sopranos that we left hanging. I can't remember. I can't believe I didn't remember this. Jackie Jr. shot Furio when they rousted the card game with his friend. And the other friend with the getaway car took off. So they zipped the other one. They zipped his friend and he went on the lam. And who did he go to live with, Tyrone? Who did he go to live with? He went to the projects to stay out of sight.
I don't remember.
Who's the apartment?
I don't remember.
Omar from The Wire. Omar from The Wire.
Yeah. See, I'm going back to the beginning. I'm rewatching the whole thing. I'm missing a lot of patches.
All right, so here's another question for you. Because, like, listen, a lot of the characters, most of them in The Sopranos were stone racist, right?
Yeah.
So Christopher starts going out with Juliana Skiff, who Tony had the brief encounter with. And he was afraid to tell him that he was going out with her. So he made up a fake black girlfriend. What was the girl's name that he told Tony he was going out with?
There's no way I remember. This is no way.
Letitia. He went Letitia.
See, that's double racist.
Total racist.
Why couldn't she just go with any name? Could be a black girl named Helen. Like, why you got to go Letitia?
He went Letitia.
He went double racist.
He did. David Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. David.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, David?
I would totally be devastated, and I'll tell you why, because I think the Eagles can win. Reason is, the Saints D is 29th in the league, and I think, in terms of the pass, I mean, and I think their best attack on the Eagles' side is really time of possession, keeping Drew Brees on the sideline.
The Saints are 29th against the pass in the league?
Yeah.
Really?
Second against the run, but 29th in pass. If you look at the time of possession of the two games that the Saints lost with Brees in the game, mm-hmm. 25 minutes. If you look at the average time of possession, the last three Eagles losses, 23 minutes.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the time of possession after Foles took over, which is obviously the three regular season wins mm-hmm. and the win against the Bears, average is 32 minutes. So the point I want to make is that if you can maintain long drives, sustained drives, keep Drew Brees on the sideline, exploit their pass defense, and that get time of possession just over 30 minutes, we can win.
Yeah, you're right. They're 29th in the league against the pass. A lot of that, though, is influenced by teams trying to catch up. Yeah, they've had a lot of leads, and so they had a lot of garbage yards.
But they're only 14th in points allowed. So teams try to catch up, and they do catch up.
Yeah, all right. I mean, against the rushing, they're second in the league against the rush. And Chicago is first.
But Chicago is first, who we just played, proving that we can have time of possession in our favor.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, man. I hope you're right. Thanks, David. Let's go Dylan in Philly. What's up, Dylan? Dylan, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
Good, man.
On that last guy, I don't think their secondary is going to be as exposed since they picked up Eli Apple, so I don't think that's going to be a big thing there.
He doesn't impress me at all, Eli Apple. But go ahead.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I'm not a big Eli Apple fan. I think he's a very average player.
Marshawn Lattimore is your number one. He's a solid number two.
Yeah, I love he's solid. I don't know that he's any good at all, to be honest with you, Eli Apple. But go ahead with your point.
I'm upset. The question today, I'm going to be crushed, like, definitely. And I'm a little, not mad, but I'm a little disappointed you're not going to be crushed too, Mike. I look up to you.
Well, it is a little bit soft, I'll be honest with you. But I look at this team, and what have I been saying for the last 3 weeks? It's a magic thing. It's like Nick Foles magic. Nick Foles sitting at the right hand of the father. That kind of thing. So if they lose, it's like, okay, the magic is run out. Because they're not as good as the Saints, right? On paper, are they as good as the Saints?
No, but I don't want to hand the trophy to the Saints. I don't think it's more so what we've done. It's the hurt I'm going to have just handing over the trophy, because a few people have said it. This is the Super Bowl game, and the winner of this has a good chance at going. And I don't like the embarrassment we had. So when it was like 35-7 in the third quarter or whatever, and then run that go route on Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah, you didn't like the running it up.
No, I didn't. Well, running up the scores, it's pro sports. I mean, it doesn't really bother me that. But I just think that was disrespectful to play an ex-player of yours for Sean Payton. You know, I just don't like Sean Payton, and I really don't want to give him this kind of satisfaction. So I want us to go into the Big Easy and just honestly shove it down their throat.
Listen, I hear you. I'm right with you. I love the passion in wanting to defeat that team.
You're not going to be crushed.
Well, I said today, I'm like, it threw me. Because at first I didn't understand that kind of an attitude. But then I started, like, common sense came over me. And that sometimes is my problem, where I get too commonsensical. So okay. I may be devastated, depending on how this game shakes out. Now, but if they get smoked, I can go, well, listen, that team was just that much better.
Right, yeah, it's not going to bother me as much as we get smoked.
All right, yeah, and then see, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a really close game, which now challenges me in another way. It's like, oh, if it's going to be a really close game, it's going to break your heart. How you not be devastated? I probably will be. But right now, I have the safety of talking about it outside that passionate little result-oriented thing. Joe in Port Richmond, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
My call. I got a quick Soprano reference. Now, you were saying earlier how Silvio never had nothing to say. Remember the where they had the intervention for Christopher? And Silvio was like, I came into the club one morning, and Christopher's head was in a toilet. His hair was in a toilet of water. Disgusting. That was great.
And, yeah, that was the best of what he had to say. You know? Like he never had anything interesting to say.
Nah, not after that. And for the evil list, I got Phil Leotardo.
He's on my list. I'll go over this list again, but Phil Leotardo is definitely on the list.
But yeah, if the Eagles lose this game, I'll be on the Ben Franklin Bridge. I don't ever understand anybody's mindset who won't be devastated. And yeah. I understand we weren't supposed to be there, but the fact how we got there, we went to L.A., it ain't like we beat up on bum teams. Like, we beat up, we won out, good. And I was looking at the Saints record. The Ravens, the Rams, and the Chargers, they ain't really beat nobody.
Well, again, we go over this all the time. We go over this, like, who a team has played. And like, somebody called and we had a good, really good answer to it. Who's good in the league? Really, like, there are four good teams in the league. So if you don't play one of those teams, your schedule's going to look like crap.
No, I understand, but like a lot of the teams, like they beat the Browns 21-18. There's probably like two games on their whole schedule that they really ran the score up. And you know what? And I think like the fact that I think they're afraid. I think the fact that Peyton brought the money out and all, and they're wearing a ski mask now. They're talking. I feel like they're like trying to compensate for something.
Yeah.
And I feel like Nick Foles is going to have a big day in that dome. I think Jeffrey's going to have a big day.
I like the way you're thinking. But, you know, this schedule thing, oh, they haven't played anybody. I think that's bogus. You can't really look at that anymore. Who did they beat? They beat a couple playoff teams. They beat Baltimore. They beat Minnesota. They beat Los Angeles. They beat, they lost to Dallas.
And, of course, the Eagles big.
Pittsburgh. Who didn't make the playoffs, but they're formidable. And to beat the Eagles, yeah. All right, so quickly, as we go into the final break here, just to reiterate the three lists that I have. I have top five characters, top five evils, top five morons. Top five characters, Soprano. Tony, Uncle June, Johnny Sack, Paulie, Hesh. Top five evils, Richie Aprile, Ralph Cifaretto, Phil Leotardo, Janice, and Livia, the mom. And finally, the top five morons, Christopher, Georgie the bartender at the Bing, Bobby Bacala, Little Carmine, and take your pick. You want to go Jackie Jr., you want to go Matthew Bevilacqua, you want to go Brendan Falone. You can just fill in the blank on who your final moron would be. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's Soprano's 20th anniversary, so we're kind of like, you know, touching base. Somebody was saying you should have an all-annoying category. You know, it was annoying, AJ. Total annoying, number one. Artie Bucco, pretty annoying. You know, it was a great annoyance. Meadows, Columbia University roommate.
Yes. Yes.
Totally annoying.
Very annoying.
All right, let's go to Ciro in Pleasantville. Ciro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ciro.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, Ciro?
I like the show. I watch it every day, but this is the first time I'm calling.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I'm calling because I want to rev up the fan base about Nick Foles a little bit.
All right, go ahead.
I had the pleasure of spending some time with Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around when there was a referee strike, and he had time off, and he was in the casino, and I was the supervisor there, and he was played many hours of blackjack with me over there. And
Nick Foles?
Yes.
Really? In a casino?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like his style.
Yes. Well, he
how's everyone doing?
He was a beginner, and and he was trying to learn basic strategy. And the act with him now being so humble, it's not an act. He really is a humble guy and a very sweet guy.
Uh-huh.
One of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, yeah, he seems like a very nice fella.
But the other thing I want to bring up, I think the Eagles are going to win this game because I think we have the better defense and the better quarterback. Because Nick Foles, he's had so many...
The better quarterback?
Yes.
Oh, the other guy's a Hall of Famer.
I know, but he's had so many moments of greatness. Even in the Pro Bowl, when he came in as an alternate, won the MVP. So many other moments he's done. So
yeah, Ciro, I get it, bro. But the other guy is a Hall of Famer. you're disrespecting him a little bit, Ciro.
But I think when he has his moments, he's
better than Breeze?
I think he can be.
I think you've been dealing too many jacks.
Well,
that's what I think.
I guess the other thing I want to compare is 1980, when the Eagles had Jaworski and they had to play the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
Plunkett has such a similar career as Nick Foles. He was a trophy winner, and then he made it, laid an egg in the pros.
Yeah.
And he was an alternate on the Raiders when they got hurt, and he comes in and wins 9 games, goes to the Super Bowl.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I don't know what the comparison is to Nick Foles, but I think it's a guy who was not well-regarded, all of a sudden is well-regarded. But I don't know how many people would say that the Eagles in this match have the better quarterback. With all due respect to Nicky, who shockingly was playing blackjack at the casino, Tyrone.
Well, you know what that means. That means he does value money.
I don't know how long ago that was. Well, seemed like it was a while ago.
Yeah, maybe it was part one. That was part one of Nick before he left and went to L.A. and the Chiefs.
Exactly.
This version probably wouldn't go near a casino.
No, he probably wouldn't. Drew in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on, Drew?
I'm going to take the speaker. All right, I was just calling. It's kind of concerning that we have no running backs at all, and like all the teams in the NFC, they've got all Pro Bowl running backs. And then, I mean, in the Super Bowl, we would have faced Kareem Hunt, but I don't know who they have in the AFC. But just how are we going to...
Look at it this way, because I think where you're getting at is you got to run the ball in January, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing. The Eagles are indoors this week. They'll probably have to go to L.A. the following week, and the Super Bowl's in Atlanta. So, like, that cold weather running game thing doesn't really apply from this point on.
That's
and even if it's Dallas, it's kind of indoors.
That's true. But, I mean, look who we got running out there. It's going to be hard going against... Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, yeah, if you look at it that way, you just have to hope your defense stops that running attack. And the Eagles aren't going to scare anybody running the football. But if they can get Darren Sproles going, he's a weapon that a lot of teams do not have.
Yeah,
so
you
can do
true.
Some things outside the tackles.
Yeah. My second point was, it's a little off, but... I mean, the Meek Mill CD came out a couple months ago. I really think, it's fueling the Eagles, giving them a little bit more energy, definitely giving the city a little bit more energy. So I think it could have a correlation.
Meek Mill?
Yeah, he came out around December 20th, 50 day, and at the same time, they start being good again.
I don't know. What do you think, Tyra?
I don't think there's a correlation.
Just a coincidence?
Good album, though.
Great album.
Great album.
Mm-hmm.
His best body of work.
Is it?
Yeah. It's good.
All right, we got to say goodbye to our TV audience. Thanks for putting up with us today. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks to Booney. producing that at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Mike Mussnelli Show continues on radio in the 5 o'clock hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.